Raph Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
And this week's Changing Track is for Katrina. About 7 years ago, my partner Brenton and I were in the car driving to Ballarat from Melbourne. We were coming up the Pentland Hills, and I was waiting for the moment where I knew he would point out a large hill and say, "Wouldn't you love to run up and sit on top of that one?" He did that every single time we drove past. Brenton grew up in Ballarat, in Wenderee, one street back from the lake. We were living in a share house in Brunswick East at the time, but we drove back to Ballarat often to visit his family, who I adored. We had ABC radio playing in the car, and although I hadn't really been listening, my ears pricked up as a slow piece of fiddle music started to play. I reached for the volume and turned it up. The most beautiful sound came out of the speakers, a soul fiddle, as I had never heard it played before. I leant forward in my chair, as far as the seatbelt would let me, as close as possible to this dulcet sound. Neither of us uttered a word, while the fiddle continued to fill the car with its hum. Suddenly the tune changed. It picked up rhythm, it gained a beat, and was joined by a piano, and later, a quiet but joyful guitar. Brenton was tapping his hands on the steering wheel. Both my feet were stomping and my hands were slapping my knees. We both had huge smiles on our faces. We committed the band's name to memory and as soon as we could, bought their CD. Not long after, we were engaged and soon moved to the bush suburb of St Andrews. Our new home was a tiny cottage, but to us it was a mansion, filled with flowers from the local market, sourdough and music, always music. The band's CD was played frequently. We learnt more about the song and Martin Hayes' version. He described it as an incredibly boring tune, which he hated having to practice as a child, until one day he decided to change things up and brought a new light to its melody with his band, The Gloaming. Our wedding day arrived, the 3rd of January 2015, 43 degrees, severe bushfire warning day, massive winds and a storm heading towards the very tree we were to be married under, at the very time we were to be married. We'd hired a local Irish band and asked them to play our track as my dad and I made our entrance along a bush track to a giant gum tree along the banks of the Yarra River in Lower Plenty. The storm was on its way, but half an hour before the ceremony, we made the brave decision to proceed with our wedding under the Yarra gum. At 6 p.m. on the dot, as fiddle player Anthony began to play the first slow and beautiful notes, the magical cool change kicked in. It was as if the notes of the music were carrying in the gentle breeze. The storm changed direction, and the new fresh energy in the air was wonderful. At the rhythmic and joyful part of the tune, our mob of flower children and my dad and I walked into the scene. Dad and I spontaneously shared a little Irish jig, and then Dad danced with my husband-to-be before docking his hat and joining the crowd. We honeymooned briefly in Queensland, first in the rainforest of Montville and then camping at Noosa. At that time, my Brisbane family told me that Brisbane's Irish Club was closing its doors and invited us to one final night there. We couldn't believe it, but the band playing that night was Saoirse, the band from our wedding. When they saw us there, they insisted that they play our track, inviting us to repeat our wedding dance only a couple of weeks after our wedding. It was another joyful night, and again, the tune had brought us joy and laughter. We returned home to St Andrews and settled into our married life. After some adventure, we fell pregnant with our first child, and at one of our antenatal sessions at the hospital, we were told we could bring music with us into the delivery room. "Leave it to me," my husband said, and of course, we played it during my long labour. Our son, Jack, was born, and we knew there would be many more joyful Saturday afternoons with him, dancing to those beautiful fiddle notes we'd first heard on that drive up the Pentland Hills. Jack's favourite part is the fast bit, and just like his mum and dad, he can't help but tap his feet and clap his hands when he hears it. So Katrina's changing track is The Sailor's Bonnet by The Gloaming.